our director, Michael Grice, was a huge fan of the TV show House, and he had found out that he also had a band and did perform around the country at some festivals and fairs. And after several months of trying, we were able to get him here. He has been in Europe for a while, but now he's back in the States promoting his new album that is inspired by genres that are similar to T-Bone Burnett, The Brother Where Art Thou. He has a lot of other artists that are on the record, such as Tom Jones and Ima Thomas.
Just let them talk if they want to. Talk, don't bother me.
He'll be playing piano, he'll be on the guitar. It's a lot of blues. The show's actually almost sold out, so if people haven't gotten their tickets, they need to get them soon. We believe people are coming just because they love the TV show, but we also think that people are coming because they're really big fans of his music.
That I really love you. I really love you so.
Chicago-based multi-instrumentalist and lyricist Andrew Bird takes the stage on September 29th. He's known as a violinist with an unconventional style, sometimes accompanying himself on glockenspiel or guitar, adding in some singing and whistling as well.
If you go to CNN.com, there's a video of him on stage whistling, and the kind of people that will come to this show are the people that know him really well. It's kind of a small niche, but he's gotten to be very, very popular.
Fans of the violin have another more traditional option that same weekend. Itzhak Perlman opens the 94th season of the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra on Sunday, September 30th.
Brahms Academic Festival Overture. He'll also be doing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto and Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World. He came here in 2011, sold out immediately. People were clamoring at the doors to get any tickets they could find. We didn't have any to give them. So on September 30th, that's a Sunday at 7:30, he'll be back with John Nardalillo and the UK Symphony Orchestra.
On October 20th, the Singletary presents Live at Birdland, featuring the Birdland Big Band, directed by Tommy Igo.
You know, Birdland has got its name from Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird. And it was a popular jazz club founded in New York City in 1949. People from Dizzy Gillespie to Miles Davis to Stan Getz, just a few that have played in the club. So Live at Birdland is basically a tour that recreates the experience of a night at the club. The night will include arrangements from people such as Chick Corea, Arturo Sandoval, Sting, Herbie Hancock, and Leonard Bernstein. So that should be really fun. It's a small group, but they sit real close on stage and they gather up, and there's a lot of saxophone, there's a lot of percussion. We're really excited about this one.
Three-time Grammy winner Brian Setzer brings his Christmas Rocks extravaganza to Lexington on December 7th.
He will play, of course, some hits from Stray Cat's days, but, you know, he'll even play the Nutcracker Suite with his band and things like Boogie Woogie Christmas, Dig That Crazy Christmas. So he only travels and does this show once a year, and it's very hard to get him. We've tried for 2 years, and we finally got him this year, because once he goes on his route, doesn't stray from it.
Well, dig that crazy Santa Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk to that crazy talker. Man, oh man, he's really gone.
Yet another Grammy winner, soprano Christine Brewer, takes the stage on February 15th.
She was named one of the top 10 sopranos by BBC Music Magazine in 2007. She will also be playing with the UK Symphony Orchestra. They are going to be celebrating the 200th birthday of Richard Wagner and performing some of his greatest and most celebrated music.
Following this weekend's kickoff with Hugh Laurie, other acts on the calendar at the Singletary include the political satire troupe The Capitol Steps, comedian Ron White, humorist and public radio regular David Sedaris, and rocker Chris Isaak. For Arts Weekly, I'm John Hingsberg.
I went down to St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. This old wide world over, she won't ever find another man.